What is it that defines reform in a country like Pakistan, where institutions are historically entangled, democratic transitions are routinely interrupted, and politics is a constant struggle between memory and manipulation? Can meaningful change come from diaspora-led advocacy, often rooted in legitimate grievances but shaped by partisan experiences? And more importantly, can it do so without fueling further division in an already fractured polity? These are questions that merit consideration as the Pakistani-American diaspora increasingly asserts itself in Washington. With growing influence in U.S. congressional circles, this diaspora has successfully pushed for resolutions and policy conversations that center Pakistan's human rights violations and democratic backsliding, particularly since the ouster and imprisonment of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. While this activism has led to unprecedented congressional engagement, including bipartisan letters and proposed legislation such as the Pakistan Democracy Act, the movement also raises difficult questions about motive, method, and memory. Are these efforts truly in pursuit of institutional reform and democratic continuity in Pakistan? Or do they risk becoming selective reckonings, seeking justice for some while ignoring the political complicity of others? There is no denying that Pakistan's power structures have historically influenced political outcomes in ways that undermined democratic norms. Yet, the current wave of diaspora-led critique, largely emerging after the fall of Imran Khan's government, tends to overlook the fact that PTI itself, now the symbol of resistance, was a significant beneficiary of the same military establishment it now seeks to hold accountable. For 3 years, the PTI government governed with the overt support of the powers that be. Its lawmakers, some of whom are now actively lobbying in U.S. Congress, were accused of using state institutions for partisan gain, silencing dissent and maligning political rivals using the same instruments they now decry. Take Kasim Suri, for instance, whose victory in 2018 was widely criticized as rigged and upheld only through a favorable court stay. Today, he is among those engaging U.S. lawmakers, raising concerns about electoral manipulation and institutional overreach. Where was this alarm when courts, law enforcement agencies, and the establishment were allegedly tilted in PTI's favor? To ignore this context is not just intellectually dishonest, it risks turning a pro-democracy movement into a partisan campaign for selective justice. Pakistan's political history is littered with instances of civilian governments seeking power through military backing, and then lamenting its interference once out of favor. Imran Khan is not the first to have walked this path,